855-0623. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to talk about Victoria Nuland. We're going to mention her. Are the globalists, are they attempting to alter prophecy from taking place? Do they know? Do they study the occult world? Are they aware of the prophecies of the Bible? Yes, they are. Do they try to keep prophecy from being fulfilled? Yes, they do. Christ stated that if the people who had him crucified had known what they were doing, they would not have crucified him. But prophecy had to be fulfilled. Russia's prophecies have to be fulfilled as a nation. Russia is in the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Those two chapters cover the end of the world, the time where Russia becomes a great power and a nation, economically, militarily, politically, for her coming war. And the coming war is not necessarily what's happening in the Ukraine. What's happening in the Ukraine, the Foreign Minister Lavrov, he stated that they have no intentions of attacking any other nations in the Eastern European area. They never did have objectives to do that. All they did is they needed to move into the Ukraine to remove the American CIA operation that started with prior to even Barack Obama in the Ukraine to cause conflict, to fund the neo-Nazis, the resistance holdovers from World War II in eastern Ukraine. That is all that Russia is trying to do. Russia is not going to deplete her armaments or her soldiers, her war abilities in the Ukraine or in eastern or in that area. Russia, according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, her military is to be prepared to move the forces south into the Middle East with other nations that will join with Russia and their armies, the armies of these other nations, and they will move into the Middle East along with Iraq. I think what is happening is the globalists would like to change prophecy. They would like to force Russia to respond to what's happening in the Ukraine with the NATO countries European countries funding the Ukrainian resistance, which is Nazi, is anti-Russian. They are not the Russian people, the ethnic Russians in that live in the eastern half of the Ukraine. The globalists know, the occult world, they are familiar with the prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39. They know by their prophets who study the Bible. Some of these prophets of the occult world are in American government, in the Pentagon, in the military branches of government. They study to see what the prophecies say. They have always studied the prophecies in the Bible, looking for a way to alter, change, stop prophecy from taking place. This way they feel they can change anything that is stated in the Bible. They can defeat God. Well, Russia, this is a training exercise in Ukraine for the Russian military. The American military, Pentagon, England, the nations of Europe, they have watched how Russia moved quickly into the Ukraine to protect the facilities that were nuclear, chemical, the whole infrastructure. Russia moved in so quickly, they couldn't believe it. And the resistance forces, the battalion, the Azov battalion, they have had to take their uniforms off and go and hide with the civilians, because Russia has been so precise in what she has done. Protecting, went into the bio labs. It's all proven. Russia was declaring, speaking, telling the nations of the world that America had been funding bio labs in the Ukraine. It's all out in the open now. Russia's not going to deplete her military or her finances or her soldiers in a conflict in the Ukraine. The globalists want Russia to drop a nuke, some type of a great... They want Russia to respond. Russia is not going to. Russia has another plan. We'll be back.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
It does seem like a circus, doesn't it? It really does seem the what's happening in the Ukraine seems just like a circus. Now, I know that everybody's been covering what I'm going to present, but I'm going to present it briefly. Now, yesterday, the American government has been denying that they've had these biological research facilities in the Ukraine. They've denied it. But yesterday, Victoria Nuland, she admitted that the Ukraine has biological research facilities, which in fact are now quite concerning. They're quite concerned. Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians. In other words, the Russians are trying to take over these facilities. Why are they there? And why would Russia want to take over those facilities? Because of the bioweapons inside. If these fall into the hands of the Azov battalion, what do you think the Azov battalion will do with them? They'll release whatever and blame it on Russia. The Azov battalion would like to get a hold of nuclear facilities, create some type of a nuclear contamination, blame Russia. The propaganda, the mainstream media are demonizing Russia. Russia is the enemy of mankind. Well, the enemy of mankind actually, according to the Bible, are the globalists who rule the world at the end of the world. They're in the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, in the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, in that chapter, chapter 6, there's a verse, chapter 15, or there's a verse in chapter 6, verse 15. In one translation, the kings of the world, the rulers, the army commanders, the rich people, the powerful people, at the end of the world, God is going to inform the world that it is over for the globalists. The kings that will be put in the with the kings, prime ministers that are going to rule the countries are going to see what's coming. They're going to be gathered. The rulers, the army commanders, in other words, Christ, when he comes to judge these people, the world will be full of commanders from the armies of the world that are going to go to Armageddon. The rich people, the very, very wealthy people that are making, like the Rockefellers, the Rockefellers are not just rich, they're also rulers, as an example. The Rothschilds, they are more rulers than they are army commanders, but they control everything. Then it talks about powerful people. George Soros. He's very powerful. These type of individuals. Klaus Schwab. Anthony Fauci. A powerful person would be a Nancy Pelosi. The Clintons. The other translation says, then the kings of the earth, when Christ returns, these rulers, these princes, these nobles, magnates, the generals, the rich people, the powerful people, and all the other people, the slaves and free people, are going to hide in the caves of the earth. Says they're going to have to hide in the caves of the earth. Now, what did we just find out? In the last 10 years, the wealthy have been building their bunkers. And here, once again, contracts by the wealthy people. They're trying to find contractors to help them build safe houses, safe places. So we find out that there are these labs in the Ukraine. So Newland had to admit that they are there. Now we're going to see, when did all this begin to take place? Out of the Gateway Pundit yesterday, Obama was involved in the creation of biolab handling especially dangerous pathogens in the Ukraine. In this deleted article recovered by the National Pulse, it reveals that former President Barack Obama spearheaded an agreement leading to the construction of biolabs handling especially dangerous pathogens in the Ukraine. And who did Biden put in to kind of oversee things? But even prior to that, Newland was involved in the Obama administration. But Newland tells the U.S. Senate that the American government is concerned about biological research facilities falling into the hands of the Russians. Again, who put the facilities there? Who funded their existence? The United States government. Originally posted on June 18, 2010, was an article, Biolab Opens in Ukraine. It details how Obama, while serving as an Illinois senator, helped negotiate a deal to build a level 3 biosafety lab in the Ukrainian city of Odessa. It said that this facility actually began in 2005 when then-Senator Barack Obama entered a partnership with Ukrainian officials. Already, the Ukrainian government was so corrupt, they were now beginning to work with the Obama administration. And eventually, when Obama became president, Joe Biden was the man who would begin to carry out the corruption, the continued corruption in the Ukraine. So this guy, his name is Lugar, Senator Dick Lugar, talking about this, and Obama helped coordinate efforts between the United States and Ukrainian researchers that year in an effort to study and help prevent avian flu. Right. They're concerned about avian flu. No, they're not trying to prevent anything. They are trying to find ways to kill people, to a genocide. Then, in the Gateway Pundit also yesterday, the Russian news agency claimed that the Ukraine was working on biological weapons near the Russian border. And this newspaper accused the U.S. of instructing Ukraine on how to destroy the biological agents before the Russian invasion. Well, once they realized that Russia, that Vladimir Putin was going to make a move to denazify the Ukraine, immediately the United States had to, as quickly as possible, hide all the evidence. So they're instructing the Ukraine to destroy these biological agents, agents like anthrax. And also, the Pentagon, according to these documents, had instructed the Ukrainian government workers to destroy these bioweapons, which had violated an Article 1, a UN prohibition of biological weapons, and here they're being manufactured in eastern Ukraine. The Ministry of Health in Ukraine ordered the biological agents be destroyed in a February 24 memo before Russia moved in. In other words, we know Russia, we have intelligence from American intelligence, British intelligence, Russia's going to move in, destroy the evidence, ASAP. And now we know who was funding the Ukrainian biolabs. It was the United States Department of Defense, Walter Reed Hospital. This was from a document from the U.S. Embassy that was scrubbed from the Internet, but was found in the Wayback Machine. Again, this article was Gateway Pundit yesterday. Now, Victoria Nuland, who is this person? What's she all about? Well, this is from consortiumnews.com, the author, Robert Perry. And the article is The Mess That Nuland Made. The Mess That Nuland Made. Victoria Nuland's Engineered Ukraine Regime Change in Early 2014. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland was the mastermind behind the February 2014 regime change. February 22nd, 2014, in the Ukraine, plotting to overthrow the democratically elected government of President Viktor Yanukovych, while convincing the ever-gullible U.S. mainstream media that the coup wasn't really a coup, but a victory for democracy. And it goes on, I'm quoting, for nearly half a year and a half, the West mainstream media, the New York Times especially, Washington Post, twisted their reporting into all kinds of contortions to avoid telling their readers that the new regime in Kiev was permeated by and dependent on neo-Nazi fighters and Ukrainian ultra-nationalists who wanted a pure-blood Ukraine without ethnic Russians. This is just what happened in Bosnia. It was a war, ethnos against ethnos, or in Bosnia, one religion against another. The Islamic, those in Islam fighting those who are Christian. But now it is the Ukrainians destroying Russians, ethnic Russians. But in July 7th of this year, the Times admitted the importance of neo-Nazis and other ultra-nationalists in waging war against ethnic Russians, Russian rebels. The Times also reported that these far-right forces had been joined by, like I stated yesterday, Islamic militants. Some of those jihadists have been called brothers of a hyper-brutal Islamic state. All of these stops have been pulled, have been taken away. There are mercenaries coming from different countries throughout the world to the Ukraine to assist the American military and the British intelligence to continue this aggression against Russia, wanting Russia to react. Russia is not going to react. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, back in a few minutes.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The prize is the Earth, the battle between the globalists and Russia, a group pushing for unilateral control of the world, the other for multipolar world, where a group of nations like the UN will rule the nations, rather than a empire like the United States and her allies in Europe. and the Five Eyes nations. Neither is it would benefit mankind. Going on with Newland. So this, she's a neocon. She couldn't resist the temptation to pull off a regime change that she could call her own. She replaced Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was basically building her empire, but now Newland, she decided to overthrow the Ukraine. Now, her husband, he's also a neocon, arch neocon, Robert Kagan. This is important because Robert Kagan, he was instrumental in co-founding the Council of Foreign Relations Project for a New American Century. So her husband is a Council of Foreign Relations member, which is a Pilgrim Society owned, directed council. The Project for a New American Century. America in early 1990s was given an opportunity after the fall of the Soviet Union, had an opportunity to take over the nations of the world, control the world. The question presented to the Pentagon, should we move forward with plans to rule America in the next century, or shall we allow this opportunity to bypass us? Well, what would you think these people would, which direction do you think they would go? What direction would they choose? With Dick Cheney and his warmongering daughter, with Bush Jr., Bush Sr. at the time, Paul Wolfowitz. These were Republicans. Don't think that they were honorable men. No, they're fulfilling prophecy. They had to make America great. Even then, Donald Trump fulfilled prophecy by making America great again. And don't think that Joe Biden, I should put it this way, the glove is Joe Biden. The hand in the glove, Barack Obama. Barack Obama is going to make America great through Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the one that's going to get mud on his face. Barack Obama is going to stay squeaky clean through this whole debacle. Barack Obama, the one hiding in the shadows, is ruling this country, has been to a great degree, I think, put in charge of the New World Order to come. He has been given that opportunity by George Soros. He is going to stay squeaky clean, because when Barack Obama comes back onto the stage, and he will, this is my view, my opinion, my thought, my research, my understanding, when he comes back on the stage, he's going to be squeaky clean. Joe Biden is going to have all the mud, tar, everything thrown at him. He's the flak catcher. And Obama, when he returns, the whole country is going to ask, you know, we need somebody competent that can give this country direction and make this country what it needs to be. We do not accept Donald Trump. The nation will never accept Donald Trump, but we will accept Barack Obama because he has the experience. There are so many different scenarios with Barack Obama. One scenario is he will change the Constitution. He will destroy the Constitution of this country. He's a constitutional lawyer. And the way that we have gone as a society for the last 20 years, the Constitution, for the most part, is weak. It has no power any longer. It appears as if there's going to be some justice. within the court system. No, don't depend on it. Don't get onto a ship that is going to sink. The Constitution, eventually, according to the Bible, is going to be destroyed. What's going to replace it is an individual who will have his own laws, and he will change the structure of this American society that you can never believe. I don't feel that in this coming election, I really do not feel there's going to be something happen where there's going to be a force of this government to implement the continuity of government. The continuity of government. Suspend the election. I don't know what it can be. But I know there's big changes concerning the constitution of this country that are changing. I, again, say it's in the Bible. It's in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul talked about it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I think it's about verse 2 or 3, 4. But talking about a restrainer, maybe 5 or 6, that is restraining. And when that restrainer is moved, then hell is going to break loose on the earth, especially on this country. The restrainer, many Christians for years have thought it was the Holy Spirit. I do not believe it's the Holy Spirit. I believe it is a law of man that was put together by men to restrict evil. And the greatest laws that were ever created were the Constitution of the United States of America. Eventually, it's going to be destroyed. Now, going back to Newland. So her husband, Council of Foreign Relations, co-founder of the Project for New American Century in 1998, at the end of... Well, actually, it was the end of Clinton's, but at the beginning of Bush's term. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
Okay, we're going to finish out with Victoria Nuland. So, in the late, at the end of the Clinton administration, at the end of the Clinton administration, the Project for a New American Century was pretty much in place. And the direction that this country would take through the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies and the multinational corporations that rule the country was world hegemony. China, the Rockefeller Foundation, early in the 60s, began to work with China to help China become an empire, industrial empire, which he became. And it got out of control. And China, it appeared, was going to end up becoming the great global power of the world. She's still very powerful. Well, the West decided, no, we're going to take back the reins. We're going to take control over the direction the world is going to go. It's not going to be through China shaping everything. It's going to be a global New World Order. And they had to put that global New World Order back into the control of the American government. And it is presently. China will have her own financial system in the coming decade. As the global groups move forward for world hegemony, they will have the economies of the West will be controlled by the global network through this global reset, and it will affect China. But China will have her own way, her own economic mechanisms in place, so that she will continue to go forward, that she'll continue to exist in a powerful way as a nation. And also China is going to assist exactly what Russia's to do before Russia comes down to the Middle East. Russia is to help her allies, to protect them from the globalist West, to be a commander, to give them directions, to militarily give them direction on how to move their army south into the Middle East. China is going to do the same thing with the Asian sisters. Taiwan does not have a chance. Taiwan will become part of property of China. When Taiwan is taken over, the Chinese government will do the exact same thing, duplicate what the Chinese government did in Hong Kong. Chinese government will move in Chinese, the whole communist system into Taiwan. Taiwan's not going to be anything, not going to look anything like it looks. It's not going to have the freedom that it has presently. South Korea has made it very clear they are standing with the United States right now in this matter of Russia and the Ukraine. South Korea realizes that China is going to move on Taiwan and control the South China Sea, and South Korea is not going to have any chance of remaining free from Chinese control, from communist control. Japan, eventually the United States is going to bail on many of these the Asian nations. America is going to bail on them. And China is going to pick up the pieces. China is to prepare the Asian sisters for the great, great final battle at the end of the world at Armageddon. China's preparing for it. Xi Jinping is preparing for it. The Chinese, they read the Christian Bible. They don't like it. but they do read it. It is beneficial for them to read it. The same with Russia, same with the occult world. This is the only book that really gives insight into the future, into the past, and it's the only book where the prophecies have yet, not one prophecy has failed. If the teachers that have studied the prophecies, they present what they see 2,000 years ago, they presented what they were seeing 2,000 years ago, then 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago. But now prophecy is being, the mysteries of prophecy are being opened. We see the great mystery of Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. The great mystery of China and the kings of the East in Revelation chapter 16. And also in, I think it's Isaiah or Jeremiah, I think it's Isaiah 50, 48 or 51. I can't remember from the top of my head. The prophecy about Armageddon, the prophecy about a global reset, a system without currency, can only come about with technology. Everything that the Bible has stated about our time is now being fulfilled. A great empire at the end of the world that will rule the nations, and the nations that won't go along with the agenda of this great empire will be destroyed. America. There's only one great empire like America. Many Christian people have believed that would be the Church of Rome. The Catholic Church doesn't match the prophecies about the end time Babylon. The Catholic Church does not have an army like Russia or England or France or Germany or America. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes to finish out today's program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, we're going to finish up this program. Takes care of this week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for The Present Truth. On Sunday, from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts, all programs streamed at all times. Podcasts for my programs and the hosts on the other programs, 1360KHNC.com. So, the Great Russian War is not going to take place in the area of Russia. The area of Russia will be destroyed along with some of the nations in that area in the future. But Russia's military is going to be destroyed in the Middle East, in the area known as present-day Jordan. And there's going to be also mainland Russia is going to have suffer destruction, as well as some of the nations in that vicinity. And also, I think probably along some of the areas, possibly around the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, I'm looking into that in the Bible to see exactly where there's going to be also a lot of much destruction. After Russia's destroyed, the globalists will go forward with their plans. And people are going to believe that when Russia is destroyed and their army is destroyed, that is the Armageddon War, the War of Armageddon. To this audience, I say, no, it is not. The Russian War takes place 7 years plus before Armageddon. Maybe not quite 8 years, seven and a half years before Armageddon. But God says that he's going to use Russia to shake the world. And the areas in the Middle East are going to, especially the Middle East, are going to, I would say that people will begin to look at prophecy in the Bible like never before. I say, according to my view, we have just entered into the last decade prior to Christ's return. We've just went into that 9 years, 364, 63, 62. I think we're counting down the final 10 years. And we're going to see shortly, and before Russia, there's going to be war in the Middle East. Watch what happens in the Middle East here in the near future, because while everybody's focused up on the Ukraine, something's going to happen in the Middle East. I don't know what. But before Russia comes down, Israel is going to destroy Damascus. The city, the ancient city of Damascus, is going to be destroyed forever, for good. And Israel is going to invade and occupy present-day Jordan. The Islamic forces in the Gaza Bank are going to be removed from Israel's territory. Israel is going to occupy that Gaza Bank area. The nations, the people of the world, are going to be extremely upset. They're going to be livid. They're going to be hostile. But prophecy must be fulfilled. For this week, Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the warm weather to come. God bless you. I will talk to you or see many of you on Sunday for the Olive Tree Ministry from 9 to noon on Sunday. Have a great weekend. Rick Rodriguez.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 13.